multicala, multi, 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 multicala, multicala arts, multicala trees, multicala thoughts, multicala streets, multicala words, multicala life, multi, 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 multi.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM on Yanta.
What I do?
It's all just inside jokes.
What I do?
That should be one.
The YMCA is just a starting line. For the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Y is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my Y, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your why. Join today at ymca.org for a better us.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to this week. On Monday, the Women's Club Soccer Tryouts Day 1 are happening on the all-college field at 7 o'clock p.m. On Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater located in Hunt Union at 9 o'clock p.m. On Wednesday, there will be a Colorway Stress event happening in HECO Room 216 at 5:15 p.m. On Thursday, the Back to School Fest is happening located in the President's Garden at 5:30 p.m. On Friday, there's going to be a planetarium show titled Planetary Nebulae, Ghost of the Cosmos in the SUNY Oneonta Planetarium located in the Purta Science Building at 7 o'clock p.m. On Saturday, there will be a Pete Singo with the Transfer Club event located in the Hunt Union Waterfront Ballroom at 6 o'clock p.m. And on Sunday, there will be the Terpsichorean Dance Company show selection event located in the Alumni Dance Studio at 12 o'clock p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about all of these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Yo, everyone, what's going down? DJ Nuss for Mark 2, episode 125. Yo, I'm here by myself today. I'm going to play some tunes. It's been a while since I've just been up here playing some music. Anyways, hope you're having a great weekend. We had an awesome Beatles show on Saturday. Anybody that made it out, thanks a lot. And had a good Labor Day of not laboring and having a good time. Back on Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, y'all. Going to start with some Three Amigos from Side B of this soundtrack album, and then some Devil Makes Three. We're going to play some fun songs this morning. Do some trivia, rocking and rolling, right out of controlling. What's in your pocket? Anybody that wants to be on the radio, come hit me up too. Hit up my social, Insta. What's in your pocket? You can get a hold of me, mark.puckett@oneonta.edu, and let's set up an interview tomorrow. We got Jeff Doyle in here from Foothills, which is awesome. Love it when Jeff comes on the show. So things are starting to fill up a little bit, but would love to have you on. So get a hold of me, party peeps. And here we go.
Arizona moons keep shining from the desert sky above. You know pretty soon that big yellow moon will light the way back to
to the one you love. Blue shadows on the trail. Little cowboy, close your eyes and dream. All of the doggies are in the corral. All of your work is done. Just close your eyes and dream, little pal. Dream on.
Excuse me.
Come on,
are you the singing bush?
Follow the sea with a yo-ho, we'll blow the man down. Oh, pay attention and listen.
Let
to me.
Let me talk to him. Excuse us. Are you the singing the bush?
Yo-ho, blow the man down. Yo-ho, blow the man down.
Hello?
Yo-ho,
hi.
Blow the man down.
Hi.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
Down like the wolves to the sheep, recite the same lines back like the faithful to the priest. In the land of the blind, it's the one-eyed girl who is queen. Tell me where we're going. You have seen. They're handing out free stones to all who are pure of heart. Anybody with God on their side that wants to see the fire start, put down your torches. Don't you know what a mob can do? They just wanna see what it looks like when the dog gets the best of you. What's that you're singing? Up so high and clear. Hymns of division. So many tracks of fear. Don't you trust nobody? That's what the singers say. Tune into our channel for your free giveaway.
They're handing out free stones to all who are pure of heart. Anybody with fire in their eyes that wants to see the war start, put down your guns now. What are you trying to prove? They just want to see what it looks like when the dark gets the best of you. Right between us every single time. They say the ranks are closing, but tell me, is it true? All you have is me now. All I have is you. They keep handing out free stones to all.
Yo, a little Devil Makes Three, Dog Gets Best of You. Put down your pitchfork. Don't you know what a mob can do? Okay, here's what trivia from before. This was from the last episode that I read all these, and I'll go over the answers for these and then start the new card today. I'll take a picture of the card, put it online. Anybody can play, obviously. And here we go. Who set of cosmetic surgery? Once again, these are all from the 80s, everybody. So this set was released in 1989. If you're guessing any answers that are after that, you are incorrect. Who said of cosmetic surgery, quote, I had it made smaller after Mask, the movie. It's basically the same nose, just a smaller version. Well, that was Cher. We love Cher. Two, what's Jessica Fletcher's occupation? And, of course, she was a mystery writer, also a teacher. You know, the great Angela Lansbury, Murder, She Wrote, right? Three, what 1988 presidential hopeful declared, and this is totally insane, Christians and Jewish people are the only ones that are qualified to have the reign. Of course, it was the Pat Robertson. Yeah, crazy quote there. Okay, four, how many of every 10 Americans smoked cigarettes in 1986? That answer is 30% of people smoked cigarettes. That's crazy. Five, what runner was the U.S. women's record holder at every distance from the 800 to the 10,000 meters in 1987? And that is Mary Decker Slaney. Mary Decker Slaney. And the last one, what's the nickname of versatile sports star Vincent Edward Jackson? And, of course, the answer to that is Bo. Pretty amazing. Some good ones there. We're rolling in. Okay, here we go. Here's the new card. And once again, I'll read one about every 5 minutes or so. Here we go. The first one, this is a person. Right? Person? I'm trying to look at what blue is. Personalities. Here we go. What 90-year-old American oil and peace baron nailed down the title of Commander of Arts and Letters of France in 1988. What 90-year-old American oil and peace baron nailed down the title of Commander of Arts and Letters of France in the year 1988? Crazy. Want to hear some Beastie Boys? Although this was not the first album released, although I think these songs were released, there is a, you know, like a compilation album. I think it's a compilation called Some Old Bull. Yep. Which is awesome. And we're going to listen to a really early Beastie Boys tune called Egg Raid on Mojo. Egg Raid on Mojo. And then we're going to listen to a Led Zeppelin song that people don't play a lot, but it's one of my favorites, off of Zeppelin II. And you may or may not know it. If you're a Zeppelin fan, you'll know it. If not, you may not know this song at all. It takes some lines from a Robert Johnson tune as well. So here we go. Some Egg Raid on Mojo. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Anyway, this is Noise the Show. I'm Timmy Sommer. There was a really great show last night down in downtown somewhere. The BC Boys played. They were great. Reagan Youth played. They were great. Bad Brains, great, great, great. Great show. Anyway, we're going to hear something now from the BC Boys. This one's called Egg Raid on Mojo. They're one of New York's best.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lemon song, yo. The lemon song. I love that. That's a great tune. Zeppelin 2. A lot of people like, they think that, in their opinion, is the best Zeppelin album. It's a pretty damn good one. It's pretty raw. It's a little sloppy, but it's got some pretty banging songs on it. Okay, here we go. Here's two more of these questions here. What daytime soap opera went from number 4 to number 1 during the 1988 writers' strike? Maybe I'll just read one and then play another song here. What daytime soap opera went from number 4 to number 1 during the 1988 writers' strike? Oh, yes. Okay. We're going to listen to this weekend. I forget what day, maybe Sunday morning. I was looking for something to play, and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to put some Pink Floyd on it, and my favorite Pink Floyd album is Metal, so we're going to listen to the first track on Metal here. What are these guys that want to try to act in the meditation? Exactly. It's awesome. Song's awesome. There's a great version of that on Delicacy on a Thunder 2 live album there, Floyd. Okay, here we go. What accused Nazi war criminal said in 1987, I can't even kill a chicken? That's pretty messed up. Okay. Let's listen to Miles Davis. Miles Smiles, great album, the Miles Davis Quintet, these Columbia mid-60s albums are amazing. ESP, Fees to Kilimanjaro, Miles Smiles. What else was in there? I think there were six of them. I can't remember them all right now, but they were that quintet with Tony Williams and Carter and Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock. And, of course, Miles are, like, so good. We're going to listen to the first track off of side two of this. Probably the most popular song, the most well-known song on this is probably either Footprints or Freedom Jazz Dance. But we're going to listen to a song called Dolores, which I really like. It's a long blow. It's 6 minutes, but it's totally worth it. So here we go. Here's some Dolores. Miles Smiles. I'm trying to see what year this is from. It's not on the album cover here, but it's mid-60s somewhere. Let's say 64, 65. So here we go. Dolores off of Miles Smiles. Thank you. It's so good. It's such a funky tune. I forgot whether Miles or Wayne wrote that, but well, I was just looking at the discography. That came out in 67, so that was the second or third album they released. I was wrong. Fuse to Kilimanjaro was not one of those six. Sorcerer was. Miles in the Sky was. ESP was another one. Miles Smiles, Why can't I remember? I just looked at it. Well, anyways, you can buy them in a box set. I think I own most of them on vinyl, but that's like a super awesome period. Pre that was like My Funny Valentine. I think that was the last studio album before that quintet happened. And then right after that started like In a Silent Way, where he switched from this like quintet to like the fusion-y thing, which was another great era of Miles. That's almost every era. Every era of Miles is great. Anyways, here we go. What U.S. auto sloganized, such a great word. What U.S. auto sloganized, quote, what a luxury car should be. Man, I had one. I had one of these cars. How many cars ago? Two cars ago. Right now I have a 2006 Honda Odyssey. Thanks, Jefe. Before that, I had a Hyundai Elantra, which I loved. That little Hyundai Elantra was like a 2006 maybe as well. And before that, I had one of these cars, which is what a luxury car should be. And it was a luxury car, all right. It had air ride, and it was amazing. Okay, cool. We are going to listen to, what are we going to listen to? Oh, some Reverend Horton Heat. This one's called Liquor, Beer, and Wine. The Reverend Horton Heat is in top 10 bands of all time for me. Love him. He's amazing. If you've ever got a chance to see him, you'll know. If you haven't, go check him out still. He still sounds good. I saw him last year. Sounds amazing. Him and Jimbo are still rocking. I'm not sure who the drummer is now, but they're amazing. You should go check them out. They were touring with the Surferjets last time I saw them, and it was pretty amazing. Okay, here we go. Liquor, Beer, and Wine is the flashing sign I see.
The doctor says I'm living with all the time I'm giving. X-rays of my liver look like molded old Swiss cheese. My heart pumps blood and alcohol through hardened arteries. Everybody knows me down at the local bar. I drink until I can't see, and I wonder where you are. I guess I let my health go since you quit being mine. But there was nothing to replace you except liquor, beer, and wine. Liquor, beer, and wine is a flashing sign I see. Every single morning I get up, it's a buzzing now at me. I look up to the heavens for a ray of hope to shine, and there is in neon liquor. Constant as that buzzing noise of Uncle Bubba's sign. Liquor, beer, and wine is a flashing sign I see. Every darn morning I get up, it's a buzzing down at me.
look up to the heavens for a ray of hope to shine. And there it is in neon, liquor, beer, and wine.
Gates of Steel, Devo. Okay, here we go. What former New York Yankee announced, I love movies. I like them all. That's a good one. I like movies. I like them all. Okay, there's going to be one more question. I'm going to play a block of Misfits tunes because I don't feel like changing any more albums. Only because the Misfits songs are so short, but they're awesome. So I think I'm going to play three or four of them. We'll see. I'm just going to let it go until I feel whatever. We're going to start with Bullet, which is one of my favorite ones. I think I can play this. Yeah, I can definitely play it. Anyways, here's a bunch of Misfits tunes. And when I come back, I'll read the last question here. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Rocking and rolling. DJ Nostra Mark II, what's in your pocket? Basement Hunt Union, keeping it locked at Wony 90.9 FM. Yo, come be on my show. Riding you, I'm warning you.
Thank you.
There we go. Block of misfits. I'll see everybody tomorrow for Jeff Doyle. Here's the final question of the day. You ready? How many Friday the 13th movies were released during the 1980s? Hey, that's a good question. All right, everybody, rock and roll. Going to put on some Automation now because I know we're all excited about that. And I will see everybody tomorrow for Jeff Doyle trivia. I don't even know what we're going to talk about tomorrow. The Doyle and I, we'll do something funny, though. Have a great rest of your Taco Tuesday, and I'll see you for Hump Day tomorrow, everybody. Rock and roll, Giordano's Rock and Roll in hot.
Hope you proud, just knowing I tried. Up 10,000 miles, sun in my eyes. It don't feel blameless the way we damaged by the time. Yeah, I get older with every July. Seasons change despite what I like. Wake up. Can't believe we paid back a day that felt vacant. I'd never change any day in your presence. And it's okay, despite the pain. Got my face up, it's gonna be a while. Knowing the good times, immortalized in your smile. It's been a long time.
For the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is so innovative, it not only improves the lives of veterans, it transforms the lives of healthcare professionals who serve them with access to the latest technologies and remarkable benefits. Transform your future at vacareers.va.gov.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to this week. On Monday, the Women's Club Soccer Triads Day 1 are happening on the all-college field at 7 o'clock p.m. On Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater located in Hunt Union at 9 o'clock p.m. On Wednesday, there will be a Colorway Stress event happening.